This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 5th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Before we dive in, let's take a quick look outside. It's a lovely day across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoying a warm afternoon. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that Israel sent an Iron Dome system and team to the UAE during the recent conflict with Iran. Dozens of Iranian missiles aimed at the Gulf state were intercepted. Also, according to JNS, the IDF's airstrikes in Gaza earlier this hour have resulted in the deaths of two Hamas commanders. The military states these individuals posed a threat to troops. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that settlers have reportedly robbed a Palestinian restaurant near Nablus and set it ablaze. Video shows the charred remains of the eatery. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals that Minister Miri Regev criticized Yuli Edelstein for blocking the recruitment law. She commented on his decision to form a new party. And finally, Ynet reports hopes for a women infantry track in the IDF have hit another snag. Plans remain unfinalized despite an initial schedule for a November 2026 launch. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israel Defense Forces posted earlier today that two Hamas commanders involved in planned attacks were eliminated. From X, the latest. An exiled Jew retweeted earlier today, suggesting media and government bodies have long been aware of certain truths, hinting at intentional oversight. Ynet News just minutes ago shared that the IDF is testing innovative defenses against FPV drones. These include AI, lasers, and high-powered microwaves as alternatives to traditional missiles. Let's go deeper, starting with the Iron Dome deployment to the UAE. The Jerusalem Post reports that this military aid was crucial in defending against Iranian missile threats. Miri Regev's confirmation highlights Israel's commitment to regional security alliances. This cooperation strengthens ties between Israel and the UAE, showcasing their shared security interests. Turning to the strikes in Gaza. According to JNS, the targeted airstrikes eliminated key Hamas figures. This follows ongoing tensions and military exchanges in the region. Such actions aim to disrupt planned attacks on Israeli forces, but they also underscore the persistent volatility in the area. Meanwhile, the incident near Nablus, as reported by the Times of Israel, raises concerns about escalating settler-Palestinian tensions. The reported robbery and arson add to a series of confrontational events in the West Bank. This incident could further strain already fragile relations between communities. On the political front, Minister Regev's comments on Yuli Edelstein, covered by Israel Hayom, reflect internal tensions within Likud. Her criticism comes after Edelstein's move to form a new political party. This development could impact the political landscape, potentially reshaping alliances ahead of future elections. Finally, Ynet's report on the IDF's women infantry track highlights ongoing challenges in gender integration within the military. The delay in launching this initiative underscores broader discussions about the role of women in combat roles. Success in this area could pave the way for greater gender equality in the IDF. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports it's now cheaper to hire in the US than in Israel. A weaker dollar and advancements in AI are prompting Israeli tech firms to expand overseas, boosting international recruitment. Separately, Ynet Business notes a surge in travel fraud amid the World Cup boom. As fans travel across North America for the 2026 tournament, their spending patterns are increasingly resembling fraudulent activity, posing challenges for ticketing and travel companies. And finally, according to Globes, Migdal has acquired a 20% stake in Ashtrom's rental housing unit. The insurance giant's investment, valued at approximately NIS 451 million, marks a significant move in the Israeli real estate sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.